Now, the Crowncast with Murray Brookshaw. A look ahead at what's happening at Crown Isle.
Welcome to the Crowncast, episode 67. I'm here with Director of Golf, Jamie Moran. Jamie, how you doing?
Great to be with you, Murray. It's been a fantastic start to the season, and it's only going to get better.
And the weather is just spectacular, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We have lots to talk about on this edition of the Crowncast. A full summer of events and tournaments here at Crown Isle. But first, let's recap an event that's just completed, the Captain's Cup.
The Captain's Cup is such a fun event. It is run by both the men's club and the ladies' club. Their captains, Dana Kolpeck and Dennis Teasdale, spent the day on the golf course having some fun and games on the 16th hole. Everyone had a great time. It was a great meal afterwards, and already looking forward to the next member event. It was so much fun.
Yeah, and the scrambles are just a fun way to kick off the year, right?
Yeah, low stress. No one has to keep score with their own golf ball, which is nice. And man, there were some great scores and some good prizes handed out.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And I tell you what, we were on the gold tees for 14 of the 18 holes, and that's a different course.
That's a long golf course from back there. It's always fun to see it from a different point of view once in a while.
Yeah, Tyler Van Anroy told me that that's the way the course was designed, so you see everything laying out as it should be, and I don't spend a lot of time back there.
No, it's fun to go do it every once in a while.
Next on the agenda for men is our member guest or member event, the Woodpecker, on the weekend of May 24th and 25th. We still have a few spots open, right?
We do, but they are filling fast. We just take the first 36 teams, so 72 players, two-person teams. We already have 33 teams signed up, so only a couple spots left. This is our preeminent event. Great meals, great camaraderie. What a fun weekend, and looking forward to it here in a couple of weeks.
You sure can't beat the tomahawk steak. It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, it's a fantastic meal. There's great tea gifts, some good food, and some great people to be around for the weekend.
It really is a can't miss for the men in the club.
Yes, 100%. We hope that we will fill that 36-team spot, and then it becomes a sold-out event every year.
No doubt. Now, what's the next big event that's up?
Next up will be for our ladies. We've got the Majesta Cup first week of July. Looking forward to that. We got ladies teams already signed up from Squamish, from Vancouver, coming in from all around. It too will be a fun weekend. We got a fashion show planned, some great meals as well, and that's coming fast.
I hear so many good things about the Majestic. Gets rave reviews from members and the public players from around the province, and it really is a can't miss event for the ladies.
For sure. It's a great way to showcase our facility as well. A lot of these ladies come from around. The Crown Isle ladies do it right. Us as a venue does it right. And so, yeah, we're excited to do that because everyone's signing up for the following year very quickly after the event.
Now, Flag Day is the next member event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Flag Day is both open to men and women. It's kind of your individual stroke play event. We use net scoring. So it's kind of a tombstone event. When your handicap's expired, you put a Canada flag in the ground and say, this is where I died. And it's a good bit of fun, Canada Day theme, so people dress up red and white and decorate their carts. And I think with everything going on in the world, I think there'll be a little bit more Canada proud things going on for this event.
Now, you and the golf team led by Adrian Wright in the Academy have been doing great clinics for members. And I see a lot of juniors filling up the greens and the driving range.
Yeah, the Academy is off to a great start this year. It's growing each year. We've got a ton of schools that are here taking part in the golf programming. May is basically a sellout for all the programs that we've offered, but there's still some room for June. We've got some women's clinics and co-ed classes, as well as some junior summer camps that are filling up quick, but they are a can't miss either because it's a great exposure for the kids for this great lifelong sport.
Yeah, no doubt at all. Now, we'd be remiss not to talk about the golf course. In amazing shape right now, kind of mid-summer form. Colin Stairs is doing a great job along with his team. What have they been working on?
Man, they're knocking it out of the park so far this season. For the first couple of weeks of May, everyone to a tee has just not seen the golf course in this good of condition already. It's dry, it's green, it looks fantastic. All the work that's been done to the bunker renovation program the last couple of years are really showing its work right now. The golf course looks fantastic. And we actually just installed a new driving range turf mat out there, which is phenomenal. Really good kind of grass-like conditions out there, and it's really fun. If you haven't tried it, you should come try it out. It's much, much better than the older product.
Yeah, and just kind of a word of caution for people, the tees can go forward. People really shouldn't chase their tees unless they want to maybe get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, definitely be safe out there, but it's nice to have the mat that will actually hold a tee.
Yeah,
there instead of people having to go tee up from in front of it. So it's a win-win, and plus we're selling a few tees in the pro shop.
Yeah, exactly, and we'll have some tees out there for people to use as well, right? Yeah. Listen, Jamie, I really appreciate you dropping by for episode 67 of the Crowncast. Always informative. Great to be able to give people a little behind-the-scenes information on past events, upcoming events, what's going on at the golf course, and you do a great job with it. Listen, before we go, who you got to win the 2025 PGA Championship?
Man, there's some good players and a lot in really good form at the moment. The golf course just took a ton of rain. So it's going to play soft and very long. So it's hard not to pick Rory. Coming off his Grand Slam victory, it might free him up a little bit. Or he might have a little Masters hangover and not do so well. But another gentleman that's won on this golf course before, Justin Thomas, won the PGA the last time it was there. He's showing good form. So I like Rory and Justin as my picks. But it should be make for great TV as always.
Yeah, and it's a great, great modern type golf course. So I'm going to go with Rory, the hot hand. He's got the monkey off his back. Or Victor Hovland. I think he might have a good one out there. So
sneaky pick. I like it.
Yeah, have a great day, man, and thanks for joining me. Till next time, keep it on the short grass, play well, or just play fast.
Cheers, Murray.